different game against the team. I think looking at their roster, I think they had one true rookie on their team. A lot different than playing against maybe a team like the Toronto had a few younger guys, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're a team that's been really good in this league. You know, a lot of those guys were Calder Cup champions, and you know, when you know how to win, that's a big thing. And they have a lot of veteran guys that know how to win. And you know, I think we're not really looking into too much the ages or rookie status or anything like that of players, but we just need to show more compete.
You had moments with the Jets. You've seen how hostile they can get. This team, this crowd was actually pretty tempered. You know, you said you guys didn't play the way you wanted to play. Did you notice that even throughout the game, you know, you guys were playing your best, you got that support?
You know, personally, I'm pretty focused in the game, so I don't notice it too much. I mean, obviously, it's always loud, no matter what. I thought it was loud today. You know, I guess from an outside standpoint, if tonight wasn't as loud as it usually is, I mean, we didn't give the fans a whole lot to cheer about out there, especially his own time and you know, just the energy, excitement that I know our team's capable of. So I guess, like I said, I didn't really notice, but definitely we didn't give them a lot to cheer about.
One of the good things about the AHL, you got a chance to redeem yourself in a couple of days against the exact same team.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to go have a good day of practice tomorrow. I'll put this one behind us. We'll learn from it on video, some structural things, but tonight's problems didn't arise from structural problems, from coverage issues necessarily, as much as it did just, you know, they outworked us. They were ready to go right off the hop, and that's basically all it was.
Okay.
Did you feel like that you were out of the game at any point tonight? I mean, even when it was 1-0, 2-0, you guys had a lot of good chances sort of midway in the game.
Yeah, I don't think you think you're ever out of it, especially in a game like that. I mean, in situations where we got a chance to pull a goalie, and anything can happen at that point. So obviously it wasn't the start we wanted to have, and it wasn't the entire game we wanted to have, but you never think you're out of it. I mean, if you do that, then you know, you have more issues to look at than that. So tonight that wasn't the problem.
Naturally, there's turnover in the AHL, but did you guys feel going in that you were competing against last year's Calder Cup champs?
Well, until someone else wins the Calder Cup, they're the reigning champions, and you know, like I said, those guys know how to win. A lot of those guys were on that team, and you know, when you play against a team like that, you got to be ready to go. So we didn't bring it tonight, and I think we saw that, you know, in this league, you have to be ready to go from the puck drop against every team.
For you personally, did you feel you did some good things out there? I mean, one thing that we always notice about your game, great outlet passes and always head up when you're in the offensive zone.
Yeah, you know, I thought there were spurts. I started to put together a couple good shifts at a time. Throughout, you know, like I said, spurts in the game, I started to kind of get my legs, had some offensive chances. But overall, I know I have better. I think, you know, it was tough. We were all kind of not skating as much as we should. And my games, especially my game and our whole team, we have a fast team. When we're not skating, we're in trouble. So